Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Frequently in the Gospels, from the mouth of Jesus himself, he describes his crucifixion, the destruction of Jerusalem, and the end of the world as one and the same. One informs and gives shape to the other two, and vice versa. And so it is that as Jeremiah prophesies the destruction of Jerusalem, what has the church appointed us to read from the Gospels? Namely, our Lord's institution of the Holy Sacrament and Judas's betrayal. And yet these things, of course, go hand in hand. Jerusalem was to be destroyed and the people were to be sent into exile as punishment for forsaking the Lord and his commandments. Indeed, the very reasons for which our Lord Jesus goes to the cross. But in that destruction of Jerusalem and the sending of people into exile is prefigured our Lord's crucifixion. As the temple made without hands is torn down, as his closest friends and followers abandon him and flee. And yet, after 3 days, that temple made without hands is raised up, whole and complete, uncorrupted by the taint of death. And so it is that as we ourselves stand in these gray and latter days, that is the warning to us that we must not be like Jerusalem of old, not the Jerusalem destroyed by the Babylonians, not the Jerusalem destroyed by the Romans, not the Jerusalem that is no more, the modern city of the same name, a hollow and mocking shell of its former glory. We must not take the things of the Lord for granted, as though his salvation, as though his mercy were entitled to us. Yes, he gives these things to us by grace and by mercy. He has done these things for us because we do not deserve them and because we cannot do them for ourselves. And yet, it is not an entitlement. It does not give us license to live as wantonly as we desire, to follow our baser lusts and desires, to do that which makes me happy, and to forsake the commandments of the Lord. Otherwise, we ourselves will be destroyed. Not one stone will be left upon another within us, as we will be delivered over to the jailer and thrown into prison. If we will not repent and confess our sins, if we will not amend our ways and our life, we will be destroyed. For indeed, the Lord is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will turn from the disaster he has prepared for those who do not love him, when they turn from their sins and live according to his command. But even more so by grace, even more so by mercy, he has delivered his only begotten Son to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Either you cannot do because you just can't do it, or because you don't want to do it. The Father delivers his Son into death for your sake. For those hard-hearted blasphemers, he hands his Son over to them, that they would slap his face, tear out his beard, and hand him over into the hands of Gentiles. For those who will not hear the word of the Lord Jesus remains silent before the Sanhedrin, and mostly before Pilate. For those who simply cannot comprehend what God desires in His law, our Lord Jesus makes perfect and complete confession. He keeps perfect obedience. The things that you want to do that you do not do, He does. And those things that you do not want to do that you do do, He abstains from. He keeps perfect obedience in your place. That you would not be torn down one stone from upon another. The Son is torn down in death upon the cross. The punishment that you deserve, God's true wrath and anger and judgment for sin, everything Jerusalem rightly had coming to it. Yes, they face abject horror, but what they truly deserve for their apostasy, what they truly deserve for their blasphemy, is indeed withheld from them, and is instead poured out upon He who is the Israel of one, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is torn down and raised up, that we might be rebuilt as a new and living holy temple in Him. We do not have strength within ourselves to escape the judgment. The doomsday preppers missed the point. The point is not to survive the end. The point is to remain faithful through the end. The point is to cling ever more steadfastly to Jesus the crucified, who was torn down to build us up, who is obedient in place of our disobedience, who is righteous in place of our iniquity. And indeed, for His sake, not by virtue of anything that we've done, not by reason of our reason or strength, not by reason of our worth or merit, but for Jesus' sake alone, the Father is well pleased with us once more, for He views us through the veil of His pierced flesh. He views us through the curtain of His shed blood. And what He sees when He looks at us is the perfect obedience of His dear Son. This is what confuses the sheep and the goats in this coming Sunday's Holy Gospel. The sheep are afraid because Jesus judges works, and they know that their works are nothing. They were told that they were justified by faith in Christ alone. Whereas the goats are told they didn't do anything, but they have a list of the things that they have done, and they want to be judged on that. But what separates the sheep from the goats is what the shepherd himself knows and the difference that he himself discerns. Faith, or the lack thereof. So for you who live in these gray and latter days, who struggle against the wants and desires of the flesh to be faithful, who strive to live according to God's holy commandments, but that weak fallen flesh and that old man within you just can't measure up. For you who live in these gray and latter days, our Lord Jesus Christ has taken bread, given thanks, broke it, and given it to you, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is offered up for your sake and in your place. Take and drink. This is my blood of the new and everlasting covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of your sins." That is how you endure the end, by hearing the word of God, by feasting on his body and blood. It's not by anything that you have done, but it is because he, true God and true man, has purchased and won you from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent sufferings and death. In Jesus' name, amen.